Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Crown Talk and Drums Internet Radio. We are here, the three apostles. We are waiting on the other two. I know one would be here. I'm not sure whether all three of us will be together tonight or not. But I want to welcome everybody who tuned in and those who will be downloading this segment at a later time. And I just thank you. I'm amazed at what this little radio, internet radio station has been able to do, reach people across the globe. And, you know, that's exactly what Yahshua said that we should do. We should take the good news and spread it to the four corners of the earth. And that is what we are about. Not only spread it, but we are to spread it in a way that people can use it, can apply it to their daily living, can apply it to those areas in their lives that are stressing them, to bring them peace, bring them some hope, put them in that quiet place. And that's what we're all about. And this is your 6:30 Friday afternoon, Friday evening ministry program. And as we wait for others to join us, let us pray. Almighty everlasting Creator, we come to you saying thank you. We're thanking you and praising you for the time as this, that you called us. You called us, not only called us, you chose us to spread the word, the good news, according to your beloved Son, that he gave the disciples, who in turn pass it down to us. And we thank you, Almighty Creator. We thank you for the way that you put change into the earth realm. And we thank you for how when we read your word, we see that nothing is constant but you. And we see how when we embrace change, we are able to find peace in the midst of it. We are able to find that quiet place and let your words come flow through us today, that the people across the earth, Russia, people in South America, people in Canada, people all over Europe, people in South Korea, Japan, India, and Africa. We just thank you for them and say, listen, we know that you, through us, the words that we speak, they are able to find some comfort in the midst of those who are facing trials and tribulation. They're learning how to count it all joy as they go through it. And as they do that, that enemy is neutralized. And I just thank you. I know that what the results of this segment, some lives are going to be changed. Some lives are going to be touched. And they are going to give you the glory. In the name of your beloved Son, amen. Well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Apostle Armstrong and Apostle Miller.
Now, where is that apostle of the already? Now, we can't proceed without the already. I see somewhere, I see her phone number has popped up on the studio. So,
okay.
So, the apostle of love, the apostle of now, we're just waiting on the already. Well, why are we waiting on already? Today, as I look around the earth, I see one of the major problems is they talk about the new normal. And I see all the chaos and confusion. I see the conflict. I see it doesn't line up with Scripture. That which people are doing. And right. I look at Genesis chapter 1. Everything changed in there. The Creator looked out and he saw everything was null and void. And what did he do? He changed that. The Spirit went out over the deep. What did he do with the information? He looked into that and pulled stuff out and made what we're looking at today. He looked into the darkness. He changed that. He separated the light from the darkness. And then it became the day and the night, which changed. His moves, it changed. The problem becomes, as I see it, when I line things up with the Scripture, people want to hold on to the now. They don't want to embrace change. And that's how we got ourselves here in America and the foolishness that we're in. We want to keep things right where they are. The only thing that's constant, as I see, based on the Word, has been the Creator himself.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't changed. But everything that he placed in the already, it changes. And I'm glad it changed. We have four seasons. Winter, summer, spring, fall. And if we put them in the order that he did it, think about it. In the winter, it kills the ground, the earth. It kills those things that's moving in it that prevent you from being able to have a great harvest. The spring, we went growing up on a farm. We were turning the soil over in the wintertime, so whatever bugs or insects was in the earth, that cold weather would kill it. Then in the spring, we went back out with a disc, and we chopped up the disc. Primary function was to change that cloth dirt into something that was more manageable. And then once we ran the disc over, then we had another, I forgot what we call it, but we leveled it. This was all preparation, change. We were changing. And then what did we do? We opened the earth, change. We put a seed in and covered it back up, change. That seed sprouted and grew, change. This was in the spring and then late, early summer. Then summertime, we were out there, we was nurturing it. We were cleaning it. We were making sure that there was no grass, nothing in it that was zapped the nutrients. Change. Then, in the fall, the harvest time. We change it again. from a plant to something that budded, something that created seed. Then we took that, and what did we do with that? We changed that form again to cotton, corn, tobacco, and then even that changed again. Cotton, we have the clothes that the cotton was made into, sheets, what we slept on and slept under, and the quilt. That time you didn't go to the store and buy a quilt. You took some of that cotton and then you laid it down, and the ladies used to cut squares and triangles and all those different shapes. And then the winter time, whenever they didn't have any work to do outside, change again. They found a way of quilting, and they made quilts. All of this is change. They embrace change. And that's what the Creator wants us to do. Embrace change. When you embrace it, you can find peace. You can find quietness. You can find joy and comfort in it. But whenever you fight with change, you resist change, you raise your stress level, and you create problems for not only yourself, you create problems for others. Today, let's examine change so that our listeners that are in conflict areas, our listeners that are in areas that's dealing with people who are trying to force them to do it their way. Now, if we go to Isaiah 43:18-19, change. The Creator says, don't dwell on former things. I'm doing an old thing a new way. Do you not perceive it? That's the question. A lot of us don't want to see. Don't want to sit and say, this change is good. It's going to be good. No, I ain't changing. I don't know. My mama did it this way. My granddaddy did it this way. And when I was pastor, we always did it this way. Well, that pastor, he come in, he's trying to change things. My grandfather, my grandmama, they started this. They know better. Think about it, Joel. Maybe at the time that your ancestors lived, the way they did it was fine. But things have changed since their time to what's happening now. And we pastors, we too bear some of the responsibility of helping people to deal with change, helping them to accept change. And as we look at the young people, we're going to have to change our approach. Not the message. We're not changing the message. We're just changing the way that we approach people with the message. I know in my time, I didn't want to hear that. Talking about dying, going to hell. Talking about the devil. Didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Some cat running around with a red neotards on with a pitchfork and horns and a tail. I didn't see nothing look like that. We have to change it. My kids, they laugh at that. But because they have a foundation, they realize that change is inevitable. My son and I, we were having a conversation the other day. Where he is and where I am is different. But we're in the same place. Same place. Talking about the same thing. And if I didn't embrace change, I would tell him he's going to hell. Because he didn't want to look at it and see it my way. Change. All right. We have the three of us are here. The apostle, the already. And I know the apostle love has something to say that the according to the positive side of change. And so the flow is yours.
Well,
and don't everybody
you're talking
speak
to me, Apostle, I'm Apostle Miller. Apostle Miller, you there?
She's trying to be all quiet. She's here. Let's see, what's... Oh, she wasn't here.
Oh, she's not on?
She has been... She was muted. Apostle Miller, the already... Yes, and you were muted. I have to apologize.
I know, yeah, I'm here. I'm just listening, to, you know, to kind of get an understanding, specific about what you talking about when you talk about the change.
Okay.
Embracing the change.
Yeah, in this society, we rather hold on to things. I had to embrace change when I got injured. If I hadn't embraced change, I would have been in a mental institution, or I would have committed suicide, or I would have been a drunkard, or a drug, because I would have had to try to find something to compensate for the fact that I had to give a part of my body in order to be able to live. That would change. And that's whenever I started looking at it that way, that if I had not, they had not removed a part of my body, the gangrene would have killed me. And once I started looking at change that way, and back then I was 16. I didn't think of it in the terms that I'm thinking of it now. But that's what I had to do. I had to learn to accept it and embrace the way I was. And I had to realize that the Creator. Go ahead.
Okay, now I understand what you're saying. Okay, Apostle Green.
We haven't heard from you in a couple of weeks.
Listen, last week we was off. Don't even go there. You don't be trying to pass the
right.
Go on. Go on, Apostle Love. Go on.
Oh, boy, I can't wait till I get next to you all physically.
Oh, so we're going to have some change. Change going to take place, huh?
Well,
like Sam Cooke said, a change going to come.
A change got to come. I'm like a Prophet Miller. I was listening to what you said. The one thing that is consistent, that never changed, you said, like, you said, the word. The word never changes. It was perfectly written by a perfect God. And it was good then, it's good now, it'll never change. When we came out of the old covenant into the new covenant, then some of the methods that God used then, he doesn't use now, because under the old covenant, it was under a curse. But then Jesus came and he bore the full brunt of that curse. He took everything that was against mankind. Everywhere that Adam fell, Jesus bore the brunt of that curse for every part of our man, physically, mentally. spiritually, emotionally, and financially. Jesus bore it all. So the word is the same. He's just opened up and given us more revelation and understanding, and now we're under grace. But as we've said so many times on the broadcast, grace is not an excuse or a license to just live any kind of way you want. God is a holy God. He has still commanded us to live. Now, I know some of the ways that we used to do things, you know, because some of it was lack of understanding that won't work now. But there were some of the things that were foundational that will never change. That's good. My thing is, when we talk about change and approaching this this generation, we've got to be mindful that we don't become culture conscious and not God conscious, because the word has always been enough. You know, Apostle, I'm sorry, my mind is just running a little bit right here now, because I'm thinking about when Jesus was here on earth and doing his ministry, and he gave one message. He said the multitudes followed him, and even when he fed with the five loaves and two fishes, and he had that multitude to sit down, and he taught them, but he used the same message. And I'm sure there were people of all age groups and gender and everything there. When we talk about change, the way that we approach people, and I'm trying to be very selective with my words and careful with my thoughts, because I've seen it go too far the other way.
Right.
A lot of times, to win our young people, sometimes we've compromised. We've lowered this. I believe that we as the church have lowered the standard. We've lowered the bar. You know, in order to, they say, well, you got to do this to get the young people in. Well, the word has not lost its power. The word mixed with love will do what it was meant to do and what it was sent to do. Now, I'm not saying that we can't implement, you know, some new programs and things like this, but it should all be based on the word. You know, right now, you've got a lot of young people now, they've got the smoke machines, the fog machines, you know, you got to be in and out in an hour because we're busy, we got other things to do. But we should never, ever get to a place where God is not priority. He's not first. And I think with our young people, you know, they like a different kind of music. They've got rap, and I'm not saying it's wrong for you know, some of the artists, Christian artists, to do rap. It's just that I don't want us to lose sight that the word has always been enough. Maybe the way we're presenting the word, you know, we don't present, you know, you don't, well, you know, when you're reaching out to the unsaved, you don't want to start off telling them they're going to hell. That's, you know, that's not a way that you would reach. They already know that. Tell them about, I think if we was just preach Jesus, the Bible said we're to preach Jesus. Jesus is in every book. Preach Jesus, crucified, dead, and buried. Quick and raised and seated, resurrected from the dead. Teach them about a loving God, not a God of a lot of rules and do's. And don't come and start, just teach about Jesus. Allow the Holy Spirit to put the word of God in our mouths and teach about Jesus. Teach about how Jesus came and gave his life, how Jesus loved, how Jesus is the only one that can save. He's the only one that can heal. And God wants you with him. He's not doing things, you know. And I think the more loose our society becomes, and it's kind of sad to say, the church is getting loose in a lot of places that it should not be loose. And you're allowing our young people to think some that they can just live anyway and they can just do anything and it's a new day. But it's the same word. And this word is just as relevant today as it was, you know, when it was first written. So I think when you talk about change, and I know there are things like, okay, they used to have the covered wagons. Ooh, Apostle Armstrong, I'm so glad we ain't got to travel in covered wagons today.
That's right.
I don't even like to go outside when it's real hot, and I'm going outside to get in an air-conditioned car. So, you know, changes like that, I know we have to, and I'm glad. Though, there's been some great changes, good changes. You got airplanes now. You can fly. Just a lot of good changes. But my thing is, as far as the church, I think we need to really reach out. God told us to go into all the world. But I think we still need to hold that standard of holiness and don't allow ourselves to become culture conscious. Don't let the world tell us how to serve God. You know,
amen.
The multitude followed Jesus. He didn't follow the multitude.
Right.
They followed him because he was the light. He was the way. He was the truth. And I believe if we would bring that standard of holiness back to the church and, you know, just start teaching Jesus, the loving Heavenly Father. And sure, you know, if you do wrong things, there are consequences in everything. But I think as we change, as we go forth, 2023, because, you know, God knew 2023 was going to come when he had the Bible written. And so he knew that this word would be just as effective, able to save, able to heal 2023 as it did when it was first written. So I think we just, you know, really need to just stay with the word, but, you know, allow the Holy Spirit to implement other things that will bring a better understanding to our young people. But I don't think we need to lower the bar or change the standard just to get them in. I believe that if you raise that bar and tell them they can reach for it, they can go for it, they can be great in God, you know, now it's just whatever I feel like doing. Well, you're not your own. You've been purchased with a price, with the precious shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to start teaching this, you know, in a way that is not condemning, but in a way that will open up their understanding and help them to see how much God really loves them and what a marvelous plan that he has for each and, you know, every one of our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. Yes. Okay, already. Tell us how the Creator has already put everything here.
Well, what's coming to me right now in Acts, the second chapter, when they quoted the book of Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
Mm-hmm.
And young men shall see vision, and old men shall dream dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And on my servant and on my handmaid, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Now, when I'm about like Apostle Gwen, I don't think we should lower the standard because God have not changed. And you know, we got a lot of false teaching coming through. This new age bringing up things and saying things, and that's where we got to really be more discerning of the spirit so we can know how to discern what is God and what's not God. you know, but knowing the standards, I don't think we should be doing that. Even when it comes down to the politics, the government and all of that, the enemy is trying to get people. It's what Daniel said. He's trying to put so much of the saints out. He's trying to get the saints weary and frustrated and aggravated because of what's happening on the earth. But we just got to stand firm on what God's word says. It's really, I don't want to say, it's a new move, a new wind of the Holy Spirit. You know, it's nothing new under the sun, but it'd be new to us because we don't be not seen it before. But even right. in the midst of what the way things is looking now, y'all believe it or not, it's more people coming to Christ now than ever. Sometimes if we just looking just in our circle, in our surrounding, it may appear different. But according to the word of God, yes, many departed from the faith, but it's many people coming in. And when it comes down to our young people, the Holy Spirit is really moving on the young when it comes down to the things of God. Yeah, that's why Satan's trying to increase his attack on the young. He's trying to get them killed. He's trying it early. He's trying to dab all kind of things. But if anything, I think we ask the age believers that we need to increase our prayer when it comes down to praying and intercepting and come against mm-hmm. what Satan is trying to do from the White House to mm-hmm. our own house. But the anointing of God is really moving on the earth at this time. And I mean, all the young people, here's a lot of young people, it's really turning. It may appear that they not, but they are turning. You know, they are turning because this is what this scripture said. And God watching over this, God's going to make sure this come to pass. You know, so there too again, you know, I don't think we need to lower the standard. I agree with you, Apostle McIntyre, that we need to keep on preaching Jesus. And I had to learn, and I'm still learning, how do you preach Jesus, you know, and stuff, mm-hmm. because when you read in the four gospel, you know, just like with a lot of sickness and diseases on the earth, you know, and God questioned me about a month ago, and he said, Ann, do you truly believe what is written? Do you believe it? Do you trust it? It's your number one thing that you reach for when you hear evil. Or you go to the doctor and the doctor give you an evil report. You get a pain in your body. He said, is my word still a priority? You know, do we reach to the word? So there too again, I have to stay focused on what is written because some of the things that I'm seeing and I'm hearing, I disagree with it. But at the same time, I can't allow the enemy to have me to believe that it's more our young people going astray than it's them coming in. Because they go right against what the word says. So mm-hmm. with the Holy Spirit, the way the Holy Spirit moving now, a lot of the young people is drawn in. They coming in, y'all. They coming in. You know, and we got to stay. I don't want to necessarily so much. We got to stick with the word. You know, we can't let ourselves, you know, where so many of them, they dying and they doing this and they doing that. Satan wants us to believe that the Holy Spirit is not convicting and drawing people in the kingdom. That's a lie from the pits ahead. They coming in the kingdom. Amen. A lot of people have been praying. A lot of our prayers that we've been praying years and years and believing for, I prophesy and I decree that even as I speak now, those prayers is being answered. That alcohol husband, that stray child is coming in because the Holy Spirit is doing a work that it going to shock the whole world, even in the White House. God is able to turn things in one day, and that's what I prophesy, and I believe that. You know, we can't allow the enemy to make us think a lot of them ain't changed. They are changing, y'all.
They are.
They are changing. you know. But even with the new thing, now I see this here, because with when I listen at some of the things, some of these young people that is coming into the kingdom is saying. Now, sometimes, y'all, I had to sometimes shake my head, but at the same time, you know, the ones that is open, and you know, because I have more young people call me mom than they call me Apostle Miller. Well, that's fine with me, because we that been in the ministry a long time, the young people need us because they help them. You know,
yes.
And some of, you know, some of them, yeah, they try to get bullhead like they got it all together, but we can't too much knock them because it ain't like we were never folks. We had like two, some of us. But we did. But we got to look at things from the positive side and from what the word is saying. The Holy Spirit, just like he said back then, with Isaac, even now he doing a new thing. What did Psalms just But this is the second chapter said, don't y'all know God is sitting, I don't know if he's sitting this time, but he said God will sit back and laugh at what
the enemy
or when people come to him. And don't y'all know God is sitting back laughing at Satan, because he know I got a plan and it's greater than the enemy. And that's what we got to stay encouraged. Just like the enemy really thought he had everything when he had Eve and Adam to do what they did. But God had another plan already in place. So, y'all, we are winning. Regardless of all of this negative we seeing and we hear, we are winning. We are winning. More young people is coming in. They coming in. And we just got to keep saying what God said. Don't allow ourselves to start wavering. You know, some of this change we need to embrace, but some of this change we need to speak against it, speak in the atmosphere, and come against it. You know, I don't have a problem embracing change if it's rooted and surrounded with in agreement with what God says. But some of this change, I'm not going to accept it if it don't agree with what the words say. That's just it. I'm not going to accept it. And that's where the enemy trying to wear us out and put pressure. He's trying to establish laws to try to put pressure on us so we can water down the words, so we can compromise. No. We do not have to compromise to draw people into the kingdom. If we just let the Holy Spirit lead us, and we said what the Holy Spirit say, the Holy Spirit going to do what he do. God did not compromise with me to bring me in, to draw me in the kingdom.
Amen.
And y'all, God ain't going to do that now. He's not going to compromise to bring us into the kingdom. He's not going to compromise to try to bring these young people in the kingdom. He's not going to do it. He said, I'm God and I change not. Now, if anything, I'm noticing that the message that God giving me, they kind of changing from what it used to be, because in some areas of my life, you know, I wasn't taught certain things. And now the revelation, the knowledge, the understanding God is showing me, and I'm constantly saying, okay, Holy Spirit, I need help here. I need you to give me words, what I need to say, how I need to say them. Because sometimes we have to really get firm, aggressive sometimes. Look what Jesus said, go tell that fox. But Jesus was being led by the Spirit. And sometimes we have to really get dogmatic, you know, and be firm with what God's telling us, you know. So, but y'all, the Holy Spirit is moving, and we got a lot of people coming into the kingdom. They coming. We got a lot of people changing, not just the young, but the old as well. Because you got a lot of these rich people, a lot of people that in authority, they is tired. A lot of them tired. A lot of them might have money, but they don't have peace. They don't have the joy. And that's why I said, when I look at it, what I'm sensing in my spirit right now, y'all are winning. The enemy just wants y'all to think and look at what y'all seeing, that things that contrary and negative, he wants y'all to believe you're not. We are winning. We are winning. You watch some of these young folks. They on fire for the Lord. They ain't compromising.
Yep.
And God is putting mentors in their life or putting people in their path to help them. You know, we winning. We are winning. My granddaughter came. She was in service, I think it was last Sunday, or maybe a Sunday ago. And after service, she called me. And she was telling me how this young lady would minister to them. And she would tell me, she said, Grandmother, she said, the way she ministered to us, I was able to receive it. You know, she allowed us young people that said what we were seeing and what we were feeling in this hour and what we need help with. And she said, and that helped us to open up. If it's anything, that I pray this, that God would help us, age one or older one, that God would give us a listening ear. A listening ear.
Mm-hmm.
And let them know that they can come and talk to us about anything. And we know how to allow the Holy Spirit to take us into the Word and help them with the Word.
Yes.
You know where I'm coming from? So that's my prayer for anything. Because sometimes we only when we can be dogmatic, talking about what we ain't going to change and how Grandma and all of them did it. Grandma and all of them did it according to the knowledge that they had.
Yeah.
And what we got to realize is being having to get. We did it at the time according to the knowledge, the understanding, and the revelation we had. Well, guess what? This generation coming behind us, they going to do it according to what they believe God is telling them to do.
We
just got to make sure, like I said, we being able to discern and recognize the Holy Spirit, that we won't try to put a damping on them. You know, well, that can't be true. I thank God for my son. My son, you know, he a campus pastor in Newport, Virginia. My daughter is a minister. And we get together and we talk. Now, some things they be saying to me, you know, I said, now, wait a minute. Now, I said, that right there, I said, I'm going to have to pray on that one. You know, so I'm being honest because God bring, through them, God bring me fresh manna. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying, because it ain't got to be my way. It's got to be God's way. And Jesus is the truth. And he is the way. So it ain't got to be my way. And I think sometimes we as older, we're shunned and called it, they don't want to hear what we got to say. They just act like, well, we've been doing it like this and we just got to do it like this. And believe it or not, you got some of the old, it's worse than the young when it comes down to change. Because sometimes they're more open. Well, y'all, I mean, you know, don't stone me, but I'm telling the truth. You know, they're more prone to change because a lot of them find out. That's what I was listening at my granddaughter. She'll be 18 in October. And she blessed me. And she said, Grandmama, she said, we was able to own up to her. And the way she presented to us, it was so easy to receive. Because God had to rebuke me one time. My granddaughter would be saying things and I tell her sometimes, girl, just hush. That ain't even right. I mean, just like the way they dress, you know. I don't agree with some of it, but at the same time, when the Holy Spirit really comes in, he'll help them with the way they dress like he helped me. But God has to help me. And be quiet. Be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I know the mothers didn't let y'all wear y'all dresses. They're short. And be quiet. I'm talking about me.
You know, I remember the 60s with the hot pants, with the Daisy Duke shorts. I remember all of that, and we came through that. And look at us now. We are going to the traditional dress, and. You know, it is interesting how whenever we look back, we can see the hand of God and how God has touched and changed people because they had a foundation. If I didn't have a foundation, I would have been an atheist now. Ain't no way you get me in anybody's church, Ain't no way you gonna tell me anything about Jesus. I mean, but the foundation that I received, even though some of what I got from the pulpit wasn't quite lined up with the word, but I asked God to forgive them, for they did not, they gave me what they had. And now God is holding me to a different level of standard than he held them, because they could not get into the libraries. They had to give us what somebody told them, because a lot of them couldn't read. But we can read. And we that can't read, we can go get a video, and we can watch it, and we can listen to the Bible being read to us. We don't have an excuse. And that's what I mean about change. And now God is going to hold us to another level if we don't sit down with people and help them. Like I tell people, I watch the History Channel. And why do you watch the History Channel? Because what's on that History Channel is what the young people, they're watching it. I need to be able to sit down and help them to process what they watch, as opposed to what the old people, my ancestors, just give them Jesus, just give them Jesus. That we were taught back then, don't question. You don't question the old people, our ancestors. You don't question the Bible. You don't question anything. You accept it. Well, now that's not the case. People have questions, because I had questions. And until I learned that I could go to God with the question, because he's the one that got the answers, I could ask God anything. It was the way that I went to him. And another thing, as I was listening, as you were talking, and my first program, one of my first programs on this station was The God of Your Understanding. And as I explained that, because your relationship with God is different, your experience and your tradition was different, but it's the same God, the same Creator. We met at that point, and I can't sit in judgment on how you arrived at the position with the Creator, because if I did that, I'm just as bad or worse than the enemy. And the other thing, while you were talking, I remember whenever, I know, and we're not being political, I'm going to put that out there before anybody start yakking. We are being factual. You can look it up. You can Google it. You'll find it. People back then said alternative facts. That goes against the word. The word, there's no alternative to the word. That was the devil, the enemy. Then you had another person saying, when is the truth the truth? Then you had another person say, if I don't say it, it ain't real. Now, that was from the people who supposed to have been the leaders in this nation. And to me, when I looked at it, that's the enemy. The enemy is trying to change and tell us that what the Bible says or what the Creator has spoken, they want us to question it. There is no questioning it. It is what it is. Go ahead.
And you know, Apostle, even on that note, where, like I said, Daniel said that, how the enemy was going to try to wear out the saints and change the law. But we, as born-again believers, this is what we got to stand firm and stand up for what we know is right. And that's where the enemy, he even trying to get us to doubt. Well, he's been doing that ever since day one. But it's more now than ever. And, you know, especially when you got some of the saints, maybe they've been dealing with certain things for so long. And if you ain't careful, if you don't maintain And I'm finding that out, the importance of maintaining. In the book of Hebrew, he was telling them that they need to hold fast to the profession they faith. He would tell them they had to be steadfast. Even with Habakkuk got weary. Habakkuk got weary. He had questions. But God was even telling him he had to hold fast, be steadfast in his faith, and he got to continue to walk by faith. And even with that, that's what we got to continue, and that's something something happened to one of my spiritual daughters, and they were just, they were just highly upset. And I was sharing with them, I said, now look, God is still God. I said, what would mess us up a lot of times when we pray, we allow ourselves to try to figure out how God's going to do it and when God's going to do it. And if we don't do it when and how we say, the enemy calls us to start entertaining doubt and unbelief. You know, I've had people say, well, prophet, I've been praying about so-and-so for years. I say, in a day, in a second, and in a minute, you're going to see the change. But we got to keep on believing, because the Bible tells us in Hebrew, some even died without receiving the promise. And this what really now, it's the old saints used to say, what's really happening on earth as well, it's where the rubber hitting the road at now. You're going to find out the true believer, the one that truly believes and truly trust. Because God's going to have a people, y'all. God's going to always have a people. The devil ain't going to never be able to think he advancing and have more than what God has. No. No. That ain't even happening. So God is doing some things behind the scenes that all going to see. God got some things set up, and he gonna reveal to this world, I am God. That's who I am. Now, I let you do what you want to do, but y'all, God is working behind the scenes. And I'm telling you, some things is not, some things taking place in the spirit realm. God doing something. He's stirring up the saints like never before.
Now those of you who are listening or who downloads this, that are in countries where there's conflict going on, the word that we are given today is not something that we read. It's something that we live. It's something that was passed down to us from our ancestors. We know what it means, what it's like. I was sharing with somebody earlier today that I was discriminated against. I was put in a situation with circumstances that put my life at risk by people who didn't look like me, who hated me. By people who didn't want change to take place. Now, those of you who are in Ukraine, that's the same thing. The leader that started the war there did not want you guys to change. He wanted it to be returned to the way it was before you all left the Soviet Union, left Russia. So the reality is you got to remain faithful. Remain faithful. Yeah. And people that I know served in the military, World War I. My family members served in World War I all the way up. And we were treated like second-class citizens, third-class citizens, whenever they came back after they got wounded, all shot up. Reality is, when there's war, you can have the faith, walk by faith and not by sight, because that's what's going to sustain you. That's what's going to comfort you. And you say, okay, you sitting there being comfortable. No, when I was a kid, they did maneuvers around my home where I grew up. There was nothing for the house to shake from the big guns going off. There was nothing to hear like bumblebees from the planes flying. And then you step out and look out, paratroopers was dropping down. I was traumatized as a little kid. I used to have dreams about the war. All I'm saying is, y'all, it took faith to walk through that and to get over it. You can do it. You can.
Yes, you can. Amen.
Because the spirit of the living creator is there to sustain you. But you got to believe it. You got people all across the earth that's praying for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
But you got to accept it. You have to believe it. And you got to call it in to you. That's why this program, why this radio station, that's one of the things that we are seeking to do is spread the gospel message, the good news across the earth. And I want to thank everybody for putting up with us for 7 years. 7 years. I know some of the programs and some of the things that we did, it was trial and error. But the word, it's the word that we were given. I can't say everybody. I say most of us given the word, standing on the word.
Yeah.
So I just hope that something was said today that you open your mind and your eyes to the Holy Spirit and allow him to lead you into all truths. And cry out to the Creator. Call on him. Tell him how you feel. And don't deal so much the problem. Tell him how the solution to the problem will impact your life. He knows what the problem is. What is the solution that you want? Go to him. Ask him for the solution and not talk about the problem. I got to that point. I used to, woe is me. Oh, no. I don't do that no more. I tell him, seeking the problem. And if I... through my eyes, if I can see what the problem, the solution would be to that problem, I give it to him and ask him to intervene and bring that to pass. And I'm watching right now. I see him bringing justice to victory on behalf of the people that who have been intercessors. Just watch what's happening at the highest level with those individuals who are the highest level government. Just watch. My prayer, I didn't go out there bashing them. My prayer was asking the Creator to bring about the change in a way that people would see he did it. And that would neutralize all the evil that the devil is doing. Well, the clock on the wall, as they used to say, somebody just in my boy, in my ear said 90 seconds. So anybody else have anything they would like to say at this point?
I just want to say that whatever you do, don't stop believing and trusting God. The devil believed that he trembled. The devil believed Jesus, Son of God. He believed in everything that Jesus did. He just don't trust. And the children of Israel, they believed that God could take them into the promised land, but they did not trust him to do it. Keep your trust level up. Continue to trust God. Don't get, you know, a lot of times people say they believe God, but they don't trust God. A lot of times I know God can do it, but do you trust him to do it? There's a difference between believing God and trusting God. So whatever you do, don't give up. Don't only just believe, but trust that God loves you and God wants to and God will do it for you when he'll do
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Now,
don't give up your hope. That's what the enemy wants you to do. No, I don't know what some of you going through with, but I know this. God loves you. God would have let son Jesus, if it wasn't but for one person. Because God, you came from God, and God wants you to come back to him. But he ain't going to force you. Do not give up on God.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Apostle Love, you want to give us the going forth until they click us off?
Father God, we're so grateful for this time to gather in your presence with your people. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for encouraging our hearts tonight. Thank you for giving us revelation, knowledge, and understanding. Thank you that your love is spreading all over this listening audience tonight, Father. Thank you that they've been built up and encouraged and helped, God. Father, help us to trust you. We can ask you to help us to believe you. Help us to trust you. Help us to follow you. And so, Father, I just speak peace to every household, regardless of where they are. I just speak the very presence of God. And, Father, we just thank you for what you're doing through this broadcast. And we ask, Lord, cover every family, every household with the precious blood of Jesus. Until we meet again, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. May the peace of Shalom cover us all.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.